this year was a little tougher season for us, but you know, we still managed to come away with it, which I'm pretty stoked about, actually.
Well, talk us through those top prices of $1,100 for the steers. Compare that price to previous years and also the quality of those pens.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that, because probably 5 years ago, the quality of the cattle and the condition was probably better. But the market was down. Now the market is up because of the shortages, but we're struggling in difficult times, like most producers, trying to give them enough feed. So at times it's hard to match the better years with the quality of your cattle, but we all do the best we can, and you know, it's nice to come away with someone patting you on the back.
Exactly right. Obviously you're doing better than most. What is your secret? You know, what is your plan for these dry times?
Our operation, we generally unload our calves early in autumn because it gets cold up there and not a lot grows in winter. So we give the cows a break and give them a spell and to put a bit of weight on before they calve again in July, August. So it gives them that break because it's such a harsh winter up there and not a lot grows. So you don't really want little calves or calves running around.
How many heifers and steers did you sell here today?
In total about 404.
And is this the only place you sell those weaners?
Yes, we generally sell all our weaners in one hit. You're able to put a better line in and they're able to market it a bit better as well.
So your top steers received $1,100, the top heifers were $940. You'd be happy with that, wouldn't you?
Oh, look, stoked. And it enables us to go forward, like with most businesses. If you can get a reasonable or a good price, it enables you to plan a bit better. We've got to be looking at replacing some of our older cows now too, so this all kicks in to make it a bit more possible.
So how will that plan out for the next year? What are your plans to replenish that herd and come back next year for a four in a row?
We're looking at starting to replace our cows and our cows are sort of, well, I think they're advertised as Riverina bred. They're a lot of Twynham cattle, and they were very large framed, which is what we're after. And it's, whilst it's easy at times to get smaller framed Angus, to getting the large framed ones can be a bit of a task. And so yeah, we'll be looking at doing that over the coming months anyway.
Well, you had a pen here today of Charolais weaners that priced really well at $930.
Yes, the top pen. The Charolais can give you a good bit of size, and certainly some buyers are looking for that type of cattle. The first few years we had a sort of a Charolais, mostly Charolais cross, and they all sold well. There were buyers out there who specifically wanted those. We sort of tended to go a little bit towards straight Angus because we thought it gave us a few more options with our buyers as to where they could send them, whereas the Charolais crosses maybe had a narrower market, I suppose.
Obviously things are starting to dry off in the New England and Northwest. How are you set up for winter?
We still have a bit of dry feed, but we could desperately do with a bit of green stuff like everybody. I don't know, in the last couple of days, the supposed rain that we were going to get in April, it doesn't look like it's going to eventuate now, but weather forecasters aren't that accurate. So who knows what will happen. If we could pick up a couple of storms and it could change the whole ball game. And that's been reflected in the last couple of years with we happened to pick up a few storms that at the right times, which helped make our cattle make the money on the day, you know.
We'll see you back here next year, eh?
Yeah, well, it's getting harder. It's going to be easier not to win. So, and I'm sure there's many other producers that can produce good cattle too. So I'm not the only person in the world that can do it.